Project Echo. Your experience of this story may be inhibited by your linear perspective on time. We apologize for the inconvenience. Episode
3. Come on, little girl. Okay, so it's an entity, it's a thing.
So it's okay, yes. It's an entity, but it's also like you can't even really look directly at it. I mean, it's kind of terrifying. It's a lot.
Yeah, no. It lived in my kitchen for a while.
But. Yeah, but I mean that wasn't even the full thing.
What do you mean it's not the full thing?
Like your kitchen part was just part
of what?
Of the entity.
Okay, listen. I'm just kind of living here. I'm just kind of a vacationer, okay, in whatever this time madness is. I like my little gig I've got here, okay? Whatever you're doing, I don't need this smoke. So if you want to just, like, get out of here and leave me to my business, I can continue making money for college in the only way I know how. And then you can do whatever timey-wimey bullshit that you do.
Okay, it's not bullshit. It's important.
Why is it important?
It just, like, because the agency has things that they need to do, and, like, it's important work, okay?
So, okay, I'm sorry. Just to kind of, like, you know, pull back here on why it's important. The agency has things it wants to do. Period.
And the entity is like, it's fucking up time. It's screwing everything up. And it's like, do you like St. Patrick's Day?
I mean, sure. Green beer. Who, you know, what's not to like?
Okay, well, it ate St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, right? Crazy.
But
see, don't you want St. Patrick's Day back now?
Okay, but...
And that's what the agency is doing.
Okay, no. So there are some kind of just like baseline technical questions here. Like, you say St. Patrick's Day has been eaten. What does that look like? What does that mean? When next St. Patrick's Day rolls around, where does it go? Do you know what I mean? Like, as a person moving through time chronologically, like, I remember my St. Patrick's Day. I got shit-faced.
Do
had a great
you remember
time.
It?
Yeah, I got... Because, like, green beer and, Well, no, because I went with Greg... I mean, I would go with Greg.
See?
So the...
It's
no,
not
no,
there
no, 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 no. I just...
More.
No, no, no. I just got too shit. Because I remember being hungover the next day.
Yeah, the next day still exists. The entity hasn't gotten to that one yet.
Okay. I mean, I should remember that more. But that doesn't... No, okay, listen. What does time being eaten even look like?
Look, you know what?
So when I get
it
to...
It is.
When we get to the next St. Patrick's Day...
There won't be one.
What do you mean there won't be one?
The entity is eating everything at random. And this was the only year that was, like, semi-complete. That it was, like, the entity hadn't gotten here yet. But it already went forward.
So future's gone, too.
It's gone.
Past is gone.
Gone.
And St. Patrick's Day is gone.
Gone.
Feels like a weird place to start.
It's, you know what? I don't know that the entity really has a rhyme or reason. It just does what it... It goes by vibes, I guess. I really don't... But this is what is important, that we are trying to figure out why it is doing what it is doing and how it is doing what it is doing, and we are trying to stop it.
Okay.
And then maybe time will come back.
I guess where you're losing me. And let's just... I'll just kind of go with you. I'm going to go with you that the past is gone... And that the future is gone, and that St. Patrick's Day specifically is gone, and maybe some additional stuff is gone too.
Yeah, could you actually just like top off my coffee really quick while you figure it out?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Cash or credit?
I'm not falling for that one again.
But listen, okay, so say I accept all of that. Where you lose me is there's a time agency.
Yeah.
And they seemingly want to protect or preserve time.
Yes.
Some kind of cosmic sense of justice or linearity.
Yes, we're very important.
And they sent you?
What's with the tongue?
Well, you just...
I'm very important there. That's why I have the best agent number.
Well, what's your agent number?
007. I'm agent 0707.
007.
And that's basically the best number that you can get, and that's why they're entrusting me with this very important thing. And they are really glad that I'm out here and I'm doing a really good job.
But you could probably see how I'd be a little bit concerned about the safety of the timeline or whatever when the person apparently sent to protect it was swindled by, you know, a guy for all of her pocket money.
Okay.
In a time loop, like kind of the thing that you should be pretty good at.
Look, I was hungry, okay? You can't hold me responsible for the things that I do when I'm hungry.
Listen, I've never seen anyone eat that many trifectas in a row.
It's
so much Belgian waffle.
Kudos to your chef. It's just very good.
No, he's good.
It's really good stuff.
He's French trained.
French trained?
Yeah, he really shouldn't be here, but he, you know, had a falling out with a sous chef. That's not the problem. So if all that's true, what do we do now? Like, where do we look? Like, how do we stop a thing that's eating time? Like, do you have any leads? Do you know where you're going? If you're 007, do you have a queue behind you that's giving you some cool gadgets to help you fight a monstrosity of time and space?
I mean, like, yes, I have cool gadgets, you know. But anyway, it just is a...
Like, what?
You don't need to know. It's fine. It just... Okay, I just need to keep bouncing around, and I will find more answers, and more things will become apparent. And then we'll know how to stop the entity.
Okay, but am I... The words kind of escape me here. Am I safe here? Like the present day? Like what... If an entity came and ate this day, what would that feel like? Would I be gone? Would tomorrow's me be a different me? Would I just skip forward to the next day? Would I be gone because I existed in that day? Like what...
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. But if there's one thing I know about time loops, I mean, they're hard to destroy, even for the agency. They're just really chewy.
Sorry, did you say chewy?
Chewy.
So how would you just...
Come on, you work in food.
No, yeah, I get it. It's a well-done timeline. Okay, fine. Then I'll just keep hanging out here.
All right.
I mean, I'm making money anyway, so I might as well keep going.
Yeah, like, try to... I know you're getting money for college, but, like, it's, you know... Maybe don't, like, take everything from everyone.
To be totally fair, I'm also getting money for beer and weed, so it's like, you know, a little column A, a little column B.
All right, well, I'm not paying for this, and I have to go. I'll be back sometime.
Okay, so what happens now? Do you, like, have a DeLorean that goes up to 88 miles an hour, or do you have, like, a TARDIS, or, like,
my
what
God,
kind of...
Just, do you think this is, like, a game? I have a tarot deck.
Okay,
so we'll shuffle it up first. I think it's a bit of cups. We got, there's the pentacles, so it's okay. And we'll draw one. Okay. Draw the second one. Oh, interesting.
You don't know what any of those mean, do you?
Excuse me. Show some respect. I'm an agent.
Okay, what's that symbol mean?
You don't need to worry about that. Sorry, what is your name, actually?
Finnegan.
Don't worry about it, Finnegan.
Okay, but, you know, there's this whole thing of, like, time is slowly being destroyed and eaten
okay,
by
yes.
an entity. And
I have work to do. I will see you later, Finnegan.
Holy shit. Okay. My mother was right. Don't touch tarot decks. Do not touch tarot decks. Anyone need more coffee?
The The preceding audio recordings were recovered, assembled, and edited for your enjoyment by Many Sided Media. To support these efforts, head to patreon.com/manysidedmedia.
GameFound is inviting you to participate in their second RPG Party, a curated event designed to help indie TTRPG creators bring their projects to life through crowdfunding. Whether you're working on a zine, a 600-page collection of tomes, or something more esoteric, this is a unique opportunity to move forward with real support, visibility, and expert feedback. Applications will be reviewed by a panel of judges from GameFound and industry partners like Darrington Press, Modiphius Entertainment, Free League Publishing, and Magpie Games. 15 to 25 projects will be selected to receive workshops with industry experts, marketing support, one-on-one mentorship, and a community of fellow designers to grow together. Open call for submissions lasts from May 5th to 26th, and crowdfunding goes live this fall. Let this be the push you need to manifest your game in the physical realm. It's going to be challenging, there's going to be stress, and if you're able to put in the work, it's going to be so incredibly rewarding. Go to gamefound.com/blog for more information and to submit your project today.
This episode was brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes. From romantasy novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I'm a huge fan of post-apocalyptic world building, so I recommend starting with their piece, We Can't Stop Watching the World End, which talks about properties like GLaDLands, Fallout, and Silo, and what they have to say about humanity and our ability to imagine a world after the apocalypse. But any piece on World Builders Club is going to be a great read for those of us who love to imagine better worlds. So join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing at bit.ly/WBC Many Sided or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.